Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Vino Nothing. It's been a hot minute, but we're back. This is the podcast where I probably know just as much as you all, but with a glass of wine in my hand, I know even less. And if it's rosé, I'm a completely different person, we found out. We'll get into rosé. For those who don't know me, I'm Lucy on the Ground, the meme/pop culture account that talks about everything from the Bravo drama and feuds to rom-coms to Lindsay Lohan's whatever's going on. If you're looking for more rants, you can follow me on Instagram, again, Lucy on the Ground, with memes and other little thoughts and insight into my life, which we'll get into that too. It's been a minute, and in that time, one would think, maybe I was working on finding another guest. Maybe I've been scouting people out. It's not the case. The man, the myth, the legend, Bill is here again.
Hello.
Enthusiastic as ever. Honestly, you had more inflection in that one than I've heard in any of your hellos.
Sure, I haven't said hello in a while.
Yeah, you got to get better at it. Guys, like I said, we haven't recorded in a few weeks. Game of Thrones happened, and then we kind of took a break. And I think we should just catch everybody up on in between that break before we get into the deep dive of pop culture. In that time, I got old and had a birthday. I also hit 30K on Instagram. All great things. I can tell by your enthusiasm.
Those are all good things.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to hit 28K by my birthday, and then I hit 30.
You hit it before.
I hit 30, no, the night we were out.
I'm saying you hit 28K before.
Oh, right. And then we were out for my birthday,
yeah.
Right?
You're awesome, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. That's so nice. There's the enthusiasm I know and love.
Mm-hmm.
What else has happened since then?
We drank about 100 bottles of wine.
I was going to say, you've discovered rosé. I would like to let you kind of talk about that moment in your life that last year I started drinking rosé. I wasn't sure I liked it. I'm a vodka drinker, a tequila drinker, red wine. I have not touched white wine since my 25th birthday, and I will never again. And so rosé, I kind of was like, I don't know if I'm into it. Last summer I started drinking it, but you didn't drink it last summer even. No. This summer, though, you proactively now order it wherever we go.
Yeah, it's if it's good, it's good, and it's refreshing, and I don't want to, especially if we're day drinking, I don't want to be drinking beer all day because then you feel bloated and...
And I feel awkward requesting a vodka so early.
I don't feel awkward requesting a vodka. It's just when I do drink hard liquor, I drink it so fast that I end up... Like, I'll drink a whiskey on the rocks at the same pace that I'll drink a beer, even though a whiskey on the rocks is like drinking four beers.
Yeah.
So it just doesn't make sense to be drinking that at noon.
That's not to say, though, that every time we've now had rosé... Like, yesterday was National Rosé Day. 4 bottles?
Yeah, but over the course of, like, 10 hours. So I don't feel that bad about it.
The rosé tastes good,
and it's refreshing, and I can take my time through a glass, so that's why I've been enjoying it.
It's good.
But only the lighter-colored ones.
Yeah.
I find that
I don't like the pinker ones.
The closer it is to clear, the more we like it.
Mm-hmm.
The deeper the pink,
mm-hmm.
It's not as good.
Ew. So, yeah. So, honestly, in all that time, I think since we've recorded last, the rosé has been the big, big moment in our life and the game changer, I think. Not the 30K, not my birthday, just rosé. And we're not drinking tonight. I should preface that. I probably am still drunk 24 hours after having my last sip of rosé, but there was no way I could drink tonight.
No, I've been on a bender since like Wednesday, so
yeah,
nice to not drink.
Yeah, tonight. I wasn't on that bender. I'd like to remove myself. I did. I mean, I was on a lot of that bender. And I do think, like, it really does, whatever people call it, post-drinking anxiety.
The booze blues. I was explaining that to Colleen. She was too young to know what the booze blues are.
How do they not hit us when we're younger? Do you think?
No, absolutely not. You kidding me? I could just get right back on the train when I was younger. But also just, she had never heard the term, so she didn't know that anxious anxiety-riddled feeling where you think you've done something wrong and you're not sure and you just feel wretched about yourself and you don't know why.
Ugh.
She was experiencing that on Friday. I go, you have the booze blues. And not that that makes it better, but at least when you can call it something, it makes you feel like it's you're not unique in it.
Oh,
and it
yeah.
happens to enough people where there's a term for it.
I think
you feel slightly better knowing that you're not the only yes. person who goes through that issue.
As a meme maker, I do find that my Sunday scaries, day after drinking memes really resonate with people.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the war. It's just, and I hate using the word, like, I have anxiety, just because people actually have severe anxiety, so you don't want to diminish that. But, like, it is the day after. It's a different type of feeling nervousness about, even though I remember everything from yesterday. I remember everything. There was nothing bad right. that I can think of. Like, I was fine. But I just was suddenly like, oh, that server probably thought we were so annoying. And, like, mm-hmm. Then I said hello to someone, and they probably were like, God, that girl's wasted for 10 o'clock. And I was.
What they say is you take all of tomorrow's fun and you spend it today. So when tomorrow happens, you don't feel any fun left in your body, and that's why you feel so shitty.
Oh.
But you have so much fun that, you know, you're just taking a loan out. It
Sorry,
doesn't
I
work as
going.
Well with bank accounts, but it works pretty well with fun.
I don't know, because then, I mean, luckily it happens on a Saturday night. So then I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to drink again because I don't like this feeling. And then it's 4 days later, I'm like, oh, it's the weekend. I mean, I'm not going to drink.
Yeah, but you know, I'll tell you, I've been figuring it out that drinking on Fridays is awesome.
Yes.
Because generally speaking, we don't drink all weekend. We usually pick one of the days.
We keep saying that, though.
That's getting less general.
It's been so, every time I've said to someone, like, my friend Bradley, who's, like, helping me with my fitness stuff, I'm like, I don't drink during the weekend. I really don't. And I'm like, and really, it's one night a weekend. And he has to be watching my stories going, you're a fucking liar. Like, you're loaded. And I do think it's Chicago summer, people.
I was going to say, you get forgiveness in Chicago because we have a lot of time.
If you've not been here in the summer, you don't know. Like, you feel, the anxiety is also there if you don't drink. Like,
yeah.
Not don't drink, but don't go out, and there's street festivals, and you're walking around. You're on patios. The patio
right.
season is just...
You don't want to regret being inside when you only get 10 weeks to enjoy nice weather in Chicago.
And I'll have regrets either way. Like, today I did not leave the bed, and I have to share, I did order McDonald's to be delivered. It's two blocks away.
Yeah.
And ate all of it. And I haven't done that in a while. So this was a darker blues cruise or whatever you call it.
Booze blues.
Booze blues. I think there's something else I call it. I don't know. Day after drinking.
No, that's referring to poop. So that's where we are with wine.
That's where we are with wine. We're also somewhere else with wine. Would you like me to share that?
I believe that's your news to share.
That's my news to share. You guys, I'm sponsored on Instagram. Or I've partnered with First Leaf Wine Club, and they've been awesome. I've actually had it for 2 years. Like, I got it one day, we got an email, and I was like, man, yeah, I'm 25. I need a wine box, someone to tell me what to do. And so I reached out to them, and they've been great. And a lot of you have swiped up, which is awesome. I'm super excited. I also just changed our order, so even though I don't want to say the word rosé right now, we're getting much more rosé in our box.
And there was a period of time, either before we moved in together or just when we first started, we would randomly get these boxes of wine. I'd be like, Jesus, you didn't, you know, get rid of that yet?
Yeah.
And then, like, time would go by and I started enjoying having bottles of wine in the house and trying different ones. And, yeah, suddenly, just without expecting it, 6 bottles of wine show up. And you're like, all right, cool. Looks like Tuesday's
right.
going to be fun this week.
No, it's and I'll spread it out. Like, you can get it every month. Sometimes I get it every 2 months or 3 months yeah. just when I know I'm going to be out of town or something, or I just don't need any more wine right now because I'm trying to be better. But it's free shipping for a year is what they're giving all of you. And it's linked in my bio on Instagram. And I'll post it again right after I post this podcast. So you'll be able to, you know, a Monday, Tuesday, $40 box of wine.
And the company's called First Leaf.
First Leaf, yeah. So the wine journey continues. And I'm super excited about that. I just am not right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just hard. I also, because we had taken such a break, and this is still such a new podcast, I had asked you all when I was like, okay, we're going to record tonight. What would you like to hear about? Like, what are you guys, what have I missed pop culture wise? What do we need to dissect? And there were a lot of pop culture things, but the most asked question that I do think we have to hit on before diving into all of that is Bill.
What did I do?
So if you follow me on Instagram, you know that Bill, I feel like people don't know our story. That was a couple people were like, how did you all meet? Also, and then it led into our engagement, which hasn't happened yet, but people are very concerned right now what's going on with the ring after yesterday's Venmo situation.
Yeah.
So why don't you first say, how did we meet?
We met at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
I hired you thinking you would be a good employee, and then you used that
to No, I didn't. I should have told it. I didn't seduce you.
You decided that it would be in your best interest.
I didn't even get better shifts. I didn't even get better shifts.
Fall in love with you. Well, I didn't say you were good at your job.
Oh. He interviewed me drunk, P.S. Drinking from a mug on the last interview of the day that he remembers. So that's why he hired me.
I may have been under the influence.
Right. So, a Chicago bar, a staple. I'm not going to say what, just because I don't want to give them that. My listeners. Mm-hmm. And so they... So, yeah. But I worked there a few months before we were into each other. And then I told my mom about, like... Oh, my boss, he's just, like, really funny and kind of sloppy and, like, whatever, and was making out with a girl in the bullpen.
So all accurate.
All accurate. So then 3 months later, and that was all very early, like, right when I'd met him. And then 3 months later, I was like, I think I'm dating someone. Like, it's going well. She's like, who is it? And she's like, well, it's my manager. She's like, the one that's, like, a drunk and a slob? And I was like, no, I have two managers. I have two managers, Mom. Mom, I know you're listening to this. She loves Bill now.
There were just
and
two
he's not a drunk slob.
No.
Just in that, the first initial stories.
Yeah, I like to have fun when I was not working and didn't have the responsibilities of life.
But you, I mean, I just told a story about how you were drinking while interviewing me.
I was off that day. It was my day off and they asked me to come in for a cattle call, they called it. And it was all just people coming in.
Oh, that makes me feel really shitty.
It was all just people coming in for interviews, and I was like, all right, fine. And since I didn't want to be there because it was my day off, I brought my Spider-Man coffee cup, and I was drinking Sam Adams Oktoberfest in it because it looked dark enough where it could be confused for coffee. Like 5 hours later, you're the last interview of the day. So I was like, yeah, whatever, man. Just come work for me. You start tomorrow.
That was a good gig.
And then you seduced me. And then
I didn't seduce you at all. So my apartment was like a block away, not even a full block. Like, it was so close. I will tell the story of our first kiss in the alleyway. There was an alley.
Really,
and I was drunk. You weren't drinking. And I came in and hit teeth. I mean, I can't, you all are probably like cringing right now and like, these people are awful. Like, this is the worst story ever. It was. And then I was so drunk, I started laughing and I just went into my apartment and left him there. And he then went home and got completely wasted.
I drank a bottle of Maker's Mark and smoked a pack of cigarettes.
Because he's like, oh, I made a move on this girl who didn't want, like, wasn't interested.
That's
and she just
true.
Laughed in my face.
That is a true story.
So then the next night when you walked me home, I had to make the first move. You're like, okay, goodbye. And I was like, wait, I thought we were gonna like try and kiss again. He was like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Like, you have to make this move, and you also can't hit teeth again.
Yeah.
Like, I take full credit for making that the worst kiss. Not even first kiss, but the worst kiss. Like, short of me vomiting on you, the teeth was just...
You didn't do that till your 25th birthday.
That's the white wine story I just avoided.
Yeah.
I didn't vomit on you.
No. And we don't have to get into details of that either, because it's gross. Keep going.
That was a funny story, though, that I had that bar tab.
Yeah, that part of the story is funny. The whole mac and cheese in the bed wasn't the funny part of that.
And then my mom showed up that morning, and I was on the floor. He was downstairs doing laundry, and I was just, like, wrapped in a blanket with a hangover. I swear that 25, your hangover, that's when it changes. Like, it's a whole different hangover every year. But, like, it was my 21st birthday. I did have white wine, tequila, whiskey, vodka. I was like buying shots for the entire bar.
Yeah, you tasted the
but
rainbow
then
that night.
You had to pay my tab.
It was 54 shots of Jameson I had to come.
Oops. Yeah, I hope that bar isn't listening. I'm not paying for that. So that's how we met. It's 3.5 years. And then so people were asking. So this weekend, I Venmo Bill $500 every month for, like, bills. He pays it out of his account. I think people are confused. They think, and I put ring emojis to be like, I'm subliminal messaging for Bill to buy my diamond ring. More than one person, more than 10 people, are concerned that I'm paying you to buy me a ring and you're just putting it all towards a ring.
I'm not opposed to that option either. So I would be okay with that. But no, the money is for bills and she does always throw it in there, which is funny. And
but it's taken on a life its own, this one.
Yeah. And it the whole you having a large amount of people that follow you on Instagram is kind of surreal to me, and how it affects conversations and people we meet. But on Sunday,
in the we have been recognized. That's also happened in the last.
Yeah, I was going to avoid that. No, I was going to avoid it so you could have that moment. I didn't want to steal that from you. But
like, you stole the first recognition
from me. Well, I'm slightly more famous than you on your own account. But on Sunday, I got a random Venmo from a stranger, someone whom I've never heard of. No, I know nothing about. And they sent me 99 cents and said, put a ring on it. Get Lucy a ring.
We were dying.
I saw it and I just, something like, it doesn't creep me out. I think it's absolutely hysterical. I think it's genuine. And I think whoever did that really cares about you and being happy.
Being
and
funny. I think that's awesome. Yeah, I think it's.
But for me to, someone who I don't know is so concerned with you, and just the actual amount of 99 cents. Like,
was hysterical.
Why
that
not
was the
a
best,
whole dollar?
No, you that know? Was the is best it, part, that they picked 99 cents. And then all day we kept going, but it was 99 cents!
Yeah. And in private, and jokingly in our living room, I'll always say, you have 32,000 followers, just tell them each to give me 50 cents and I'll get you a beautiful ring. And,
don't
but
do that,
we've
guys.
Never said that out loud, and you've never put that on your story or anything. So for the fact that someone did actually Venmo me money, well, lo and behold, it
then
was only
I posted
the first
that.
Of several.
I was just like, oh my god, this is hysterical. And then everyone's like, well, let's just do this. One person sent $10.
Yeah.
That was after the 99 cents. Then we had a couple of people send a dollar, and we were upset about the dollar because the 99 cents wasn't tracking.
Yeah.
So then our math was off.
I woke up in the middle of the night, and someone had sent me 50 cents again.
It was hilarious.
It's really funny. Long story short, I think I now have $21.86 or something like that in my Venmo account. I will leave it there, and I will apply it to its original purpose if and when the time comes that I meet the right person to do so.
What? That's not nice. I heard the if, and then you took the joke further. You think my followers are upset that I don't have a ring? They're going to murder you if you say if and when I find someone.
With the $21.86, I think I could buy you a box of ring pops at this point, so you can
That's
finally get
too.
Your grape-flavored ring pop.
I do like grape. Yeah.
But it was really funny. And again, I just think
we
the whole
dying.
Act of it is so surreal. It's
we were
hysterical.
With my best friend Emily, who's been on the podcast, and your sister was in town. So we were all dying. And your sister immediately is like, 100%, I'm Venmoing 99 cents right now. She's like, we're getting this happening. I was like, guys, I don't think this. And he was like, if I get a lot of money, I'm going to Vegas and leaving you. Like, I'm not staying around. Like, the pressure. A lot of you message me. A lot. This is a common thing, just about like what's taking Bill so long. Even though I've only had this account for like a year and a half, but I've been with you 3.5.
Yeah.
People think it's been too long. They're like very like concerned. I promise you all, everything is great. There is no rush. When the time comes, I am hopeful. I have to start getting my nails done like soon, just because I'm not in the habit of it. That's what my friends always say. They just have to start taking me to get my nails done soon. So when he actually asks them to make sure my nails are done, we're ready.
It won't be out of place.
Right. But I appreciate all your concern.
Well, and I knew I would never do it until you were blonde again, and that took about a year.
Wait,
so now at least
what?
That's
so rude again. I was always blonde. It just got really bad.
It just got a little brunette-y, that's
no,
all.
No, it's just like my roots were bad. That's... Wow.
So, that was...
I don't even want to continue.
Now we're
with
up to
this.
Date.
Up to date. Yeah, I'm blonde also. But that, I think, happened in one of my episodes. I was so proud of myself. So, but you're an asshole.
So, anyway, it's William-Carry-3 on Venmo for anyone who's interested.
No. don't. It was so funny and so sweet in the beginning, but it's also going to go to his head.
No, I don't. Things don't go to my head like that.
Stop it. You are even laughing right now. So, like I said, I have been recognized since we've been off. Bill did get recognized first. We had someone message me and they're like, did you just cross at, you know, State and Wabash? And I was just like, yeah, where did you? And it's someone I message all the time. And she was like, I recognized Bill first, actually. So I was upset. He mm-hmm. was thrilled. So he keeps bringing it up. Since then, 5 people have recognized me. And then afterwards, they all go, oh my God, that's Bill. Like,
yeah,
you are a secondary recognition.
I'm okay with it. I don't ask for it, but I accept it.
You rubbed it in my face last night that one girl was seemed more excited about you.
She was very happy when she saw me.
Oh, guys, yeah, I don't trust us past 30K. Like, honestly, the 30K has been great. I think I need to stay under 50 for humbleness, for if people are already...
That's not true. Keep following her.
But I just mean for the Venmoing stuff, like...
I'm very excited to grow with this wine company that sponsors you and see who else wants to be on board. So please continue to follow.
Well, yeah, no, sponsor, pay me for sure. Sponsors, come on in. But it's just hilarious that 30K was so many things happened right at that, which we kind of joked it would be. But the next 30K, God knows. You also didn't do anything for my 30K.
It was on your birthday. I was already in the process of doing enough, I thought.
But you've done
I know. You had a choice that day. I could either celebrate your birthday or celebrate your
30K. No, you just didn't think I was going to hit 30K that fast. You didn't have anything ready. The other times we were really like ready for the 10, ready for the 20. So 40K, you're going to have to do double big.
No, nothing's big now until 50 and then 75 and then 100. It's like getting older. You don't celebrate every birthday. At some point, you celebrate every 5th.
I celebrate every birthday.
But it's not a big deal. You know what I mean? It's like every birthday up till 21 is a big deal. Then it's not a big deal till 25. Then it's not a big deal till 30.
I get to say if it's 40. A big deal. No, I get it's my. I get to say if it's a big deal.
So yeah. Well, when you grow up, you'll realize it's not.
What? This is all so mean. Okay. Well, everybody needed to know about Bill's, our relationship, and the proposal, and the Venmo account. Those were main questions. Now we will dive into some pop culture things. And before we do that, he's signaling me because I do have anchor sponsors. I'm going to take you to a commercial break and then we'll dive or delve, however we want to do it, into the pop culture news. Mm-hmm. Okay, so thank you for listening to that commercial. It was lovely. First up, I think, what would you think the first thing I'm going to talk about is?
Housewives?
Who?
Vanderpump?
Yeah. You guys, someone messaged me that I should do a eulogy post and have the whole episode dedicated to, like, singing about her and mourning her best moments. If you follow me on Instagram, I got a little excessive with my remembrance posts for her. I just kept finding photos of her sipping wine in large hats and then thinking of really great songs that are like, I will remember you. Honestly, did I not hit it or did I not hit it?
You were pretty close.
Didn't you think I did kind of good there?
You're pretty close.
I was going to let it go because everyone could have told us what that song was. But then I kind of thought it sounded good. I'm going to listen.
It was pretty McLaughlin-y.
Oh, great. Okay, guys, as we know, my singing career is next to take off at 50K. That's what's going to happen. Vanderpump. I'm not shocked. But I'm surprised. I'm devastated. And a lot of you are not. And that's your choice. You're wrong. And the only way Beverly Hills survives is if Kathy Hilton joins, which is now rumored this week. But I also think they're just teasing it out of desperation. So, as we know, Lucy Apple Juicy Gate, LVP says she had nothing to do with the Radar article. I don't think she did. I think she knew that one of her people said something, but I don't think she gave the story to Radar Online. She answers all, she ticks all the boxes there. I wouldn't be shocked if Dorit did. Sorry, but Dorit's in like legal hot water. They could have just given it to distract from her own stories. And everyone's very bothered that Lisa Vanderpump isn't owning it. Own up to what you're doing. Own it. They're all lying right now. Dorit is literally in the most financial trouble of, like, anything, and she doesn't have to share any of that. So I'm just kind of like, if Beverly Hills has always kind of having a facade, I love it for that reason. We got a lot of soap opera stars on there, a lot of actresses, theatrical people. I'm fine with it. But don't come for LVP, and I do think they came for her when she was down. If she lies, she lies. She's done it for 10 seasons. Whatever. I don't think it was this huge issue that we needed to make it out to be. She chose to not go to the reunion, which, yes, I agree, that is your job. You should go to the reunions. She took a hit on her pay cut, I heard. Like, that's a fine you get as a housewife if you have to skip. And it's only happened. Jacqueline skipped, like, season 3 of New Jersey. Luann obviously skipped last year for personal reasons. I think one other has skipped. And then Lisa Vanderpump. So, whatever. They have nothing to talk about at the reunions, why they were all upset that she wasn't going to come. And then she decided, hey, she's announced herself on Daily Mail that I'm not going to return for Beverly Hills. Which, someone said to me, and I do think this could be true, it's not that Bravo announced it, and to announce it before the season's done is odd. Wondering if she's doing that to negotiate. Like, see people's reactions and stuff, and hear the backlash. Maybe?
I think that is a far-fetched fan theory. I think that she's being a power move and being the boss bitch that she sees herself as she is. And in all sincerity, she has VPR. She has Vanderpump Dogs coming up.
No one else can lose the Housewives and be successful. Lisa can. Right. She's still successful.
She'll be fine. And look, if you're filming for Housewives, that's fine. You have cameras in your face for about 2-3 months. If at some point you're on 3 different reality shows, I would get sick of 80% of my life always right. having a boom mic up my ass. Like, she probably just wanted to back off and have some alone time again.
And I do think being on Vanderpump Rules, I'm not sure. She probably is an executive producer.
Yeah, and she has a different role on Vanderpump Rules.
You get to
Rules,
step out. Not the it's main not of her the drama. Yeah, right.
She has to be the motherly figure on there, which is cool. Who knows what she's going to be on Vanderpump Dogs, but it's a bunch of catty bitches on Beverly Hills with a bunch of boring storylines, and she's like, I'm wasting my time being here. Fuck
she
all
She is their storyline, and this right. is what happens every season with Beverly Hills. Not every season, but recent seasons. I feel like Pantygate. They latch on to one thing and they can't let it go. So the dog story, like, let us not forget that PK and Dorit are the ones that fucked up. Like, they gave the dog away and didn't give it back to Lisa Vanderpump. That was the whole thing. So if she did leak the story to publicly shame them, oh well. Also, you wouldn't have had a storyline this season.
Yeah.
So if she did leak it, you're welcome. Because you didn't have a storyline this season, and I can't imagine them all scrambling to make something happen. Erica's barely in this season. Teddy is up everyone's ass in my... I cannot stand Teddy. Camille has said some shitty stuff. She's being Camille and pernicious, which is kind of fun. Denise is carrying the whole damn thing on her back by doing nothing, just being real. And I think that's also a good add-on for Beverly Hills because... Even Lisa Vanderpump, they're all a facade. They reveal little bits of real things. Like, obviously, Lisa's going through a lot right now with the loss of her brother. Lisa Rinna is bringing up her daughter and the eating disorder and the struggle there. It's just, and they give that much and that's enough. I think they would have had nothing this season if the story hadn't come out. But then they also wanted to use it against her and...
Well,
take her down.
They
wanted to take her down. That's the only part I don't like is the dog show. It's the only thing that makes it sketchier to me.
I think that too, and I think you said this, correct me if I'm wrong, but you love the New York because the New York's always bringing it every week and they have enough storylines. But
I love it.
You say those girls in New York actually hang out. They're actually friends. So they have a social life that gets involved in the show with more characters. The Beverly Hills people aren't friends. So they're forcing... These situations between people that don't even want to be around each other because they don't have an outside relationship. So it just seems more artificial. Whereas the New York, they're in their everyday lives because they actually are filming of what's more accurate to their everyday lives.
I think that's not as much that they're not friends in Beverly Hills. It's LA. They're all in the scene of Hollywood. It's a lot of them are... former actresses or have done prep. Like, they're all... I think it's just the, they all walk in and they're like, oh my God, hi, every time, we're so happy to see you, kiss, kiss, love seeing you. Like, we haven't seen, I thought you just saw each other in the last episode. What is the time in between? New York, and I do think Beverly Hills, actually, I will say, like, Denise, Lisa Rinna, they knew Kim Richard. A lot of them have known each other 10, 12 years, long relationships, just because, especially with, like, Lisa Rinna and Denise, and, like, when Eileen was on, they're all doing those soap opera shows. They're all filming
together, things like that.
They've seen each other at casting calls, whatever. They've raised daughters together. So it's not that they don't know each other. I think it's the personas they all take on that they do anyway in their own press and tours. And New York, they know each other. A lot of it's a New York scene. They're all in that nightlife scene. That's why I love how New York, we have, like, even Harry Dubin is a character. Like, he should get paychecks, honestly. We know Harry Dubin's name as a supporting character. You can't say that about a lot of these seasons.
Yeah.
Besides, outside the husbands.
Right.
New York has a plethora of background players that carry the story. And I think they're just fighting more. And I do think that helps with a Bethany, who is just, like, calling out the bullshit. I think Denise could do that if she had been in longer. I think LVP doesn't get down and dirty with it and is a little... Kyle is always, like, on everyone's side somehow. Teddy wants to play dirty, but nobody cares about her opinion. There's just something that... It's not working right now with Beverly Hills. I love Beverly Hills. Maybe Lisa leaving is the answer, but the only answer for her is Kathy Hilton. To bring in the sister dynamic, and I don't think Kathy... I think they're teasing this now. Maybe Lisa leaving. I don't think I said this last night. Kathy would ever... she and Lisa could never have coexisted.
Right.
Because they are both the head bitch in charge. Right. And in their own ways. And I think Kathy probably would have outranked her as just, I'm Kathy Hilton, my daughter's Paris Hilton. Like, it's a different kind of royalty.
Yeah.
Lisa has always held the top spot. The crown is heavy, darling. Leave it where it is. I think with her leaving, still being on good terms with the rest of Bravo, she still has two shows, everything's great. I think this is the only opportunity where Andy Cohen could go to Kathy Hilton and be like, what do you want? What can we do? And I'm sure Kyle's shaking in her boots. Because if Kathy comes on, I think Kyle thought she'd be top dog. I think Lisa Rinna kind of thought she would run the show. If Kathy comes in, I actually don't know what drama she'll bring, because I feel like she seems more private. But none of them outrank her. And that's what they wanted.
Yeah.
It's the same problem with a Bethany. It's a Nene, a Bethany, a Lisa, a Teresa. The newer, fresher people are tired. They're like, we got to get those ones out. They demand more. They demand more of the paycheck. They demand more of the camera time. They control. And the Bravo, like, the crew and everything kind of caters to them more, I would assume.
Well, which makes sense. I mean, they're the seasoned veterans, you know. It's the way it goes.
I think it's a Vicky. All those people have been trying. The younger ones would like to see them gone. A Nene has left. A Bethany has left. Vicky will die on that show if they let her.
Well, Teresa will too. I thought they dropped her status as an actual housewife.
There was a rumor. There's no way. There's no way. She's the OG of the OC. She's also the original OG. She's the only one left who was an original. Actually, that's not true at all. From OC, she's the only original. But she's the oldest cast member, like, ever. She's the first ever hire or whatever. So, I mean, I'm not happy Lisa Vanderpump's gone, because I do think Beverly Hills doesn't work without her.
Yeah.
And you have to have that top person in. I don't think who's on there right now realized that. It's the same when Bethany left. Bethany left, and there was kind of a few years of, like, chaos, because they're almost like they drive the season. And some people say that they want younger people on there. That age is becoming a thing. Like, the rumor...
Well, I could see that, too. I mean...
But I don't want... I have said this, and I will stand by it. I don't want a housewife with kids. Do not give me young children. I don't need to see you momming. I like the divorcee with a 16-year-old who's out on the nightlife trying to get drunk and, like, meet a man. I need those people.
Yeah.
Dallas is the only one where it's working with little kids, and it's okay. But there's just something about it. Like, I could go watch...
It doesn't have to be a kid's situation, though. I mean, look at the shows like Southern Charm that you watch, Summer House that you just started watching, VPR. They're younger people still partying. I mean, there's that niche of Hollywood that they could bring that.
VPR doesn't have children yet. Thank God. But I know there is a younger niche, but the thing is, like, I relate to those shows because they're more like the degenerate. Or, like, it's more someone my age who is out partying, hungover, sloppy to work. It's when you go into Housewives, there's a level. You've hit a different tier. I need someone to be in that tier, to be accepted into that tier. I think it's just as hard for viewers to accept a new cast member as it is for the Housewives to let one in. They push them out, and they push them hard.
Yeah, that makes sense. But you've built the personality rapport with current cast members. So to bring someone new in, it's like, I don't want to learn someone new, you know?
Right. But it's like, Denise this season, but also people knew Denise. Yeah. People knew who Denise was. That was a different... I think you get in trouble with, unless it's a whole new franchise, which they will get into too, because they've been talking about new franchises... it's interesting how the dynamic is going to completely change losing Lisa. If you lost Teddy, not so much. If you lost Kyle, if you lost Rena, yes, it changes. If you lost Dorit, maybe not so much. They're also not as established. I think these longer term ones who are just, I think a lot of housewives are the same too. Like, I don't know, like a Tinsley is kind of like, okay. She's like a Teddy to me. It's just not... Yeah. There's not a ton there.
So what you need to do is you need to swap Tinsley and Denise.
No.
That would make fireworks in New York. Tinsley brings nothing.
Yeah. Well, so let's get into New York because...
Well, wait. One last thing on Lisa. Just because I thought it was funny tonight when we watched Family Feud.
Oh, yeah.
Not only did they introduce her as one of the Real Housewives, which she no longer is, but the first question she was asked about was a lie detector.
They said, what would... I was screaming.
I don't know the timeline of her actually had that lie detector and filming Family Feud, but that is a very funny coincidence, if nothing else.
Super. I mean, that was on ABC. Bravo's an NBC. That belongs to... I was thinking then, because, like, could Bravo have reached out to the other networks to be like... I need a question like that. Like,
yeah, right.
For their own storyline.
I mean, I'm sure they could. They could have a page that they know or something.
Because it's too coincidental that right now this is all going on.
It was just very funny that was the first question asked to Lisa is, what would you lie about on a lie detector
test? The whole episode was funny.
Yeah, it was.
All right, so New York. So much happening on the show, but in the same week that the Lisa Vanderpump story came out that she said, I'm not coming back as a housewife, then Radar Online posts that... Ramona and Luann are on the chopping block for New York. Now, as you all know, or if you're new, I don't trust anything that doesn't come out of People, TMZ, Page Six. That's especially for New York, Page Six. That's where I live. I have to read the other news outlets, and sometimes they throw a dart at a dartboard, and it sticks, I've said. Us Weekly throws shit out there, and one of 100 stories actually ends up being true. That's what I think this is. There's just no way. There's just... Luann, I could see, because Luann is a monster.
Well, she'll be court-ordered not to be back on the show.
She's a monster right now. Well, I can't imagine... So, this last week's episode was so good. I actually don't even want to say so good, because if I'm talking about, like, drinking anxiety, watching that and watching them all yelling at each other and wasted, I was like, this is painful to watch. Because Sonia was... otherworldly drunk and then fell off the table, and it was a lot. But for Luann to be there, and she had called her parole officer that she was going, I was like, her parole officer is watching this show 100%, probably has to, because they can never get a hold of her. Seeing her go on this trip, even if she was great, went to AA meetings, whatever, if you're trying to stay away from alcohol, this is not the place for you. And that's not on them to not be drinking. Luann's like, oh, you don't worry about it with me. They're all on a trip. You're going to come on vacation. We're going to drink.
Yeah.
And New York drinks. And it is prime content right now, and I think Bethany is at her best this season. She is not totally involved in all the drama, and not last season was hard to watch because she was chasing Carol around, and she was pretty miserable.
She sucked last season.
Carol was awful.
Yeah, no, I know.
Carol was awful.
Bethany wasn't good. I mean,
one liked either of them.
Yeah,
but
it was a less of two evil situation.
It was a lot this season. She's calling people on the bullshit that is actually the right thing. She's on the right side of history for every argument.
Yeah.
And her quips are just so every testimonial. And Dorinda also is doing a lot of impersonations in her testimonials. And I just, Dorinda has made me laugh way too much. And the editing on New York, you were watching that episode when they showed it like 9 times with Ramona lying.
Oh yeah, that was hysterical.
They're on top of it, and they just know. The trailer, you said there was like a preview on, it was like the greatest show of our generation or something.
Yeah.
And you were like, who are they quoting?
Yeah.
I said, everyone. It's everyone. Everyone believes that. If you watch Bravo, I don't understand how, and all the Beverly Hills people, Lisa Rinna, and they're all tweeting every week. They're like, highest ratings of this like series tonight on Beverly Hills, and that New York has low ratings, I've heard. And I'm just like, there's no way. Unless Wednesdays are a very busy night for people, there are no good reason why New York would be down ratings compared to Beverly Hills. I need anyone from the Bravo gods to be listening to this or get this to a person in power. Don't touch this cast. If anything, if Luann has to leave because Luann is insufferable and her court mandated to not return anymore, fine. We will make it work. But do not threaten Ramona Singer to me right now. Mm. She is a gift right now. And she's a monster. We all know that. Ramona is the worst. Painful to watch. But she is never not giving me content. I cannot look away. They're all so good. Even Tinsley. Oh, that's what we have to say, too. Something did happen. Was that this weekend? Oh, my God, that was. That feels like a month ago.
When you met the King.
We saw the Coupon King. The Coupon King. Coupon. People were making fun of me that I say coupon.
Really? I make fun of people that say coupon.
Coupon?
It's like a pecan pecan situation.
Oh, that's what we got in. Sorry, Charlotte, Emily's mom. Pecan, I'm going to put a poll up about that. Pecan or pecan?
Or pecan.
Pecan?
Yeah, we didn't even throw a pecan. It's pecan, like P-E-C-A-N.
Or a pecan.
Or a pecan.
I say pecan.
Yeah, you're bougie.
I think people said it pecan, and then there was one like...
You say pecan pie. You say pecan pie.
I see a pecan pie.
Yeah, right. So there you go.
But I'm not going to eat a pecan.
What are you going to have?
A pecan.
Fuck off.
No. But I'm not
going to have... Back on your yacht.
No. My yacht. I think it's a bunch of, like, New Yorkers or somebody who just really didn't want to say pecan anymore. And they was like, I'm going to have a pecan. Like, it just feels...
That would be New Yorkers? You just made us sound like from the South. The most southern part of New York.
I just mean...
I'm going to have a pecan.
I just mean the harshness of, like, a...
It's quicker to say pecan than it's to say pecan. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
I don't know. It sounds right to say pecan, but I'm going to have a pecan pie.
Either way, that's not even what we were talking about. No. What was the word we were talking about?
Oh, coupon.
Coupon.
Coupon King.
Coupon.
Coupon. There's not a Q. Yeah,
what the fuck is a coupon?
Coupon.
How would you spell coupon?
Same way you spell coupon. But coupon, no, it sounds like you lost the O. Don't ask me phonetic spelling. That's also something on my Instagram
like
right now.
A coupon would be like C-U-E P-U-N.
A coupon or a coupe?
A coupon.
Q. It's coupon. So it's the letter Q, U.
A coupon.
It's probably Q-U-U-P-O-N.
It's one of those things where the more you say the word, the weirder it sounds.
Right. Coupon doesn't sound right, though, now that I'm saying.
I need to sleep on this word now and think about it.
I'm
going to
put
tomorrow.
A poll up about this. But I saw him, and he was with a beautiful brunette. Actually, Emily saw him first, and then we were all, like, dodging and ducking and running into each other because we were getting sad outside. But he had just walked in the door, and we were just like, oh, that's him. And then I sat and drank for a little while, and then I went to go find him, and he had obviously left. But then I started accosting strangers to be like, do you watch Real Housewives of New York? And there were several girls who were just like, no. And I was like, oh, fuck off. Like, we have nothing in common. Like, let's never meet again.
Yeah.
Let's not do this. I just...
Know who your friends are.
Know who your... Keep your enemies close. Keep those enemies far, far away. Mm-hmm. I don't need people like that in my life. I don't watch New York. I was just like, don't judge me. She just said it in such a weird way. I mean, I was drunk and, like, came up to a table of girls. Assuming that these cute girls going out for a night, they all looked at me like I was crazy.
They were all pecaners.
No, we're... But I'm a pecaner.
No, you're not. Okay. Stop trying to be something you're not. You're a tried and true pecaner.
I almost just spit my water out all over you. I don't know how I saved that. All of my computer, my phone, everywhere. Okay, so, yeah, New York's just been... otherworldly. And then we also haven't talked about yet that in the vein of BravoCon
is BravoCon.
So excited, you guys. This has been asked for and put out there, and I've seen people talk about this. How does Comic-Con get this and the Bravo fandom doesn't get their BravoCon? And it's happening. It's happening in New York. I'm going to be in New York a lot the month of November. I might just live there, we've decided. I can work from that office, they said. Literally everyone in my office, I was in a room working on something like due in an hour, and I came running out with this post, and people were like, oh no, thinking something happened with my like post. And I just kept going up to people who I know watch Bravo, aka normal people, and was just like, did you see? I'm like, no, because no one's on their phone as much as I am at work. Most people keep their phones in their purses.
No one's on their phone as much as you are in general life.
Yeah. But at work, even, I was just like, okay, like, get on your phone. Like, look at this. There was a whole, just a post. It was just like the video of BravoCon is happening. And we have no other information outside that.
Yeah.
4 days. It's going to be worth every penny. There's no way it can't be. But I don't know, like, what it entails. There's going to be panels. I'm hopeful. Like, I'm kind of curious. I want, like, a, you know, you're excited to see a Luann or a Mona or whoever. I want the panel to be, like, I want Chrissy Teigen to host a panel. Like, I'm excited to see the celebrities that come because they're Bravo fans.
Right.
Like, you can only go to Watch What Happens Live so many times, like, and be a guest. Andy only has you on, like, once a year. They're like, this is my life. Like, this is my time to shine.
Yeah.
If Jennifer Lawrence isn't there, I'll be devastated.
Oh, does she like Bravo?
Yes. He one time had, like, Luann, like, come in to, like, have, like, sit with her, and she was freaking out. I just...
You'll see I mean, if it's anything like Comic-Con, there'll be just a wealth of, like, you know, art booths of different things that people probably make Bravo.
Well, I'm kind of curious,
to
like,
sell that you. I mean, you're gonna come home with every T-shirt that's been ever made with a quote on it.
I just think I'm gonna have to like. Are like the Etsy shops getting a booth?
Absolutely.
Like Danny Pellegrino, if he's not reached out to do some kind of panel, I need him to analyze something and do like everyone has a story. If you don't listen to Danny Pellegrino, I sing his praises. Too much for someone I don't know.
Once they say where it is, you'll get a better idea.
Oh.
Well, right.
Sorry.
Depending on the size of the location that it's at, you'll get a better idea of what to expect. I mean, if it's at the Javits Center, it's going to be freaking huge. It's like McCormick Place out here.
It's going to be that big.
Pump the brakes.
It's going to be that big. And they're probably going to roll out a new city at it. Like, I bet they have an announcement.
Oh, there'll be new content for sure.
For sure. Well, because they had an article. I didn't think it was Bravo who wrote the article, and I was kind of surprised. And they wrote an article about the cities they've tried before, and it didn't work out. And Chicago is one of them, which I already knew, because I worked with someone who used to work with someone who was going to be on the show, and they filmed for her. And it just wasn't a show, and then they made that god-awful 100 Days of Summer show that did not do Chicago justice. I'm still shocked I moved here after that. I remember watching with my mom. She's like, you really want to move to Chicago? I was like... They're telling me summer's fun. The show doesn't make it seem fun at all. Like, I mean, I'm waiting for Bravo to contact us for our show. But I think 50K, again, everything happens at 50K, we've decided.
Good Lord.
It's going to be great. Are you going to go to BravoCon?
No.
Okay. That's fine. I don't need you. I'm going to have a lot of my people there. Thank God I won't run into any bitches like I did at Parler. Like, I don't like Bravo. Like... That's actually terrible to say because a lot of you I don't think actually listened. I'm shocked by that because so many people who follow me will randomly be like, No, I don't really watch Bravo.
I think there's more to you than just a TV show.
I didn't think so.
Well, that's terrible.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's true. I really surround Bravo and Kardashians. So, I don't judge you for not watching Bravo. I take back what I said. It sounded mean.
Publicly, she doesn't. Clearly, just in private,
she does. But you're wrong. You should get on that. Yeah, I don't know what else. Like, I don't know what the... Like, I don't know. Does Luann perform? Are, like, is Teresa doing another cookbook signing? Like, what are the booths? What do they have? Who's being contacted to come? Will I be contacted?
Will you dress up in costume?
The thing is, I would want to dress up in the most creative way possible because I feel like there will be so many of certain costumes.
You have to pick a certain season of a certain character and replicate something specific they did. That would be funny.
I think people are going to go so... Like, I think of the times I've gone to Bitch Sesh, and people have dressed up for that. And not a ton of people, but this will be a lot of people dressing up. So I'm just like, you don't want to do the same costume twice. Like, I don't want to be one of many... I don't even know who would be the... I mean, if people... The one I'd want to do, and I'm just going to say it because I think everyone's probably thinking of it, I would want to be like Giovanni, like in a sequins dress, like with a brown wig, like just twirling through.
That'll be a lot.
That'll be a lot. So,
like, but who is, so when we did our Vanderpump Rules pop up, the one girl came in,
Sheena's wedding, crop top wedding
fucking
dress.
Fucking hilarious.
She won the
costume contest. Yeah.
But I think there'll be a lot of Sheenas. I think
there will, but I just mean you have to do a throwback moment like that.
Yeah, no, you have to go deep.
You're rich enough into Bravo knowledge, if you want to call it that, to find something good.
Yeah, but I think everyone's thinking like I am. Well, I mean, they definitely are now if they listen.
Go out there and be the best one of all of them.
Yeah, I'm excited though. I mean, and in other Bravo news, nothing else has really happened actually in the few weeks, or I would have probably recorded something. Southern Charm is fine. The Madison drama happened. You were watching that today with me. The girl who cheated after her boyfriend had a threesome. It's a lot. And they're together today, though. They're together today. I saw them post.
They're animals. You said that he had a threesome and she was still with him.
Yeah.
I think it's funny, though, with all, and just as a personal experience, with any Bravo show that I've watched,
I was like, the first episode
always involves someone cheating on someone. I started watching VPR with Faith. I watched Summer House with that other idiot. Oh. And then I watched Southern Charm for the first time with this cheating scandal. And that's what ropes me in. I go, all right, cool. I could get involved with the show. Everyone's just real pieces of shit. And then that's the height of their piece of shitness. And then, like, Summer House was garbage after that.
I like that. And we're not getting a reunion.
Yeah, because it sucked.
Oh, it's so upsetting. But I have.
It was the Sansa Stark of Bravo shows.
If you start that again with me, Game of Thrones talk is closed.
It's the worst.
We're done bringing it up, and we've locked it in that Sansa was amazing. She was not given her due, like many of the characters.
She was so bad that the new X-Men movie is now doing bad in theaters because people are so mad.
It's doing bad?
Yeah, it's doing terrible.
Why?
Because everyone's like, no, fuck her. She sucks. I'm not going to go support her as Jean Grey. And I'm like, yeah, me neither, man. I'll wait for it to be on TBS in a year.
Don't you want to name one of our kids Jean Grey?
Yeah, but not because of Sansa Stark.
She is Jean Grey, though, so...
Only in a movie.
But...
Not in the historical documents.
But isn't that how you refer... Like, Michelle Pfeiffer, isn't she Catwoman? And you're always like, that is Catwoman?
Michelle Pfeiffer is a god. Yes.
Guys, if you haven't listened to the rom-com episode of Phil's deep dive into his Michelle Pfeiffer love, Danny Pellegrino also loves Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah. Any era of Michelle Pfeiffer is...
That is his hall pass, guys.
Beautiful woman of
all
time.
He would 100% Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
I think mine's Liam Hemsworth. Or Prince Harry.
Liam Hemsworth isn't even the most attractive Hemsworth. I don't know
has really climbed up that ladder for me. As well. Like, I was always Liam over Chris, but that's because the last song was just such a great movie. And Chris recently has just gotten more lovely to look at
and
more
Keanu
funny.
Him and Keanu are taking over.
Keanu Reeves is everywhere, guys. That's a bullet. We'll make it one real quick. We'll talk about the movies we saw in this time, because we have seen three really good ones. We watched Always Be My Baby on Netflix.
Always Be My Maybe.
Oh, right. That's what they were hoping would happen, I think. And it was good. It was cute.
Keanu kills it.
Keanu was the best part. Hands down. Unreal. And then we saw Rocket Man. Obsessed.
Oh, Rocket Man. So good. Awesome. I'd just see that again in a heartbeat.
100%. It was so, so good. He's going to be nominated. They said definitely for a Globe. You don't know if Oscars, just because you only get 5 nominations for Best Actor.
I think he could have beat Rami Malek, but I think that anyone in the know knew they could both win, so why make him compete?
I think there was a lot more press around Bohemian Rhapsody at that time, and then you also had A Star Is Born as a music movie. So yeah. I do think Rocket Man's been done for a while and could have, I don't know if long enough that it could have been released sooner and made the cut for last season's awards, and I think they pushed it back. I just think you have too much there. And they're very different movies, I'll say, though. We both agreed, like, you can't compare Bohemian Rhapsody to Rocket Man, even though they're both musicals. So different. So good.
Very different, drivenly music. The music drives the stories very differently.
And then Booksmart.
Yeah.
Amazing. Obsessed. I can't...
Laugh out loud funny.
And all these actors, they don't have anything going... Like, they're all new, fresh faces. Amazing. The whole thing was great. I loved it. I'm trying to think what else. Oh, wait. Do we have time to get into Jailbirds?
Ha.
We probably should.
Watch Jailbirds, and then we can talk about it next week.
No, we'll talk about it next week. Everyone watch Jailbirds. It's unreal. It's on Netflix. It's a show. It's 6 episodes.
It's real life. It's a one-sit bender.
We're devastated that there's no
problem. Each episode's 40 minutes, so you really only lose and a half hours of your life.
And it's 4.5 hours. I'm gladly... Like, yeah. I want more.
It's a show where you'll turn it on and be scrolling through Instagram while you're watching. You'll just look up from your phone and be like, wait, I got to pay attention to this.
No, you were locked in. It was so good. I think we've hit on mostly everything, right?
I think that's catching up right there.
I think so. There's probably something I missed, like something huge happened, but you'll all remind me. And then we're going to get back into routine here.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
We're
going to get better. Well, guys, thanks again, Bill. Cheers to Monday.
Can't wait.
I know.
Next week I got the Dead. So just expect less vocal contributions.
Oh, really? Less than you are? You actually did good.
I won't have quite as much enthusiasm next week.
Oh, I can't imagine what that's like. All right, thanks, guys.
Later.